morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, March 12th, 2018. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have on the Columbia River bar combined seas 4 to 6 feet through today. Seas will temporarily reach 7 feet during those max ebb current times. We have one around 1:30 this afternoon today and around 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, overall in the marine weather forecast, we have east to southeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, rising to 10 to 15 in the morning. Wind waves from the east, 2 feet high at 2 seconds apart, and west swells, 6 feet at east at 13 seconds apart. So we have wind waves from the east and swells from the west. That's a good prescription for some confused seas. The waves aren't too high out there, and neither are the swells, so maybe it will be pretty mellow. But whenever you have those forces going at absolutely opposite directions toward each other, you can get some kind of a little bit of sloppy conditions out there depending on what's happening. So that's just sort of the way it goes, the kind of the physics of water and wind. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about a recent article that came out last week about the reaction of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo to proposals from the Trump administration to permit federal offshore drilling for oil off the pretty much the entire coasts of the United States, all of the east and west and south. So we'll talk a little bit about that and what they're going to say and a little bit more about what governors on the West Coast states have said as well. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 7 in Bounders. We have 8 in the Astoria Anchorage, 3 at Rice Island, which is a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point. You can get a really good look at the Rice Island Anchorage if you drive along the Washington side of the river and just look out on the river as you're going along there in that stretch that runs right along the Columbia. You can clearly see Rice Island, which is, an island that was created entirely by dredge spoils, and it's very visible there. And that anchorage was an official anchorage designated by the state, a place that is naturally deep where ships can anchor there. So we have those 3 at Rice Island, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the USNS Carl Brashear, and she just went by a little bit before 8. Arriving from San Diego, headed for the shipyard at Swan Island. She is a big, gray, military-looking vessel. She's that battleship gray color. And she is a military sealift command vessel. So she has that USNS designation in her name. And she is one of a number of ships, a fleet of ships, actually, that are owned by the Navy and are crewed by civilian crew members, and they act in a support capacity to active duty vessels. So a number of these vessels come into the Columbia. You'll see them going up and down the river. They're battleship gray, but they aren't maybe quite shaped like a active duty vessel. They're often cargo ships. They can be tankers and sometimes vehicle carriers. This one, the USNS Carl Brashear, is a cargo and ammunition ship. So she's designed to carry break bulk cargo, which is what they call it in the industry, which is not big cargo bins like you see on the ships that carry wheat, which are just like the big bulk bins at the supermarket, but very, very big. This ship will have decks and places where you can put and lash down things like pallets or big pieces of equipment or things like that. So certainly ammunition falls into that category. So cases of ammunition would likely be loaded onto this ship. We see tankers that are called oilers also that are military sea lift command vessels that are very interesting. They come in and go on the river, and they are designed to refuel ships at sea. And so they can run alongside an active duty vessel that is miles offshore and run a hose across and refuel that vessel while they're both in motion at sea. So kind of interesting. Next inbound is the Kenura. She is arriving from Honolulu, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She'll be there probably by about 11:30 this morning. The Amber Star is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Vancouver, Washington Anchorage. She's going to Portland to pick up potash eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. today. You might see her 7:30 p.m. in Vancouver area. The Aqua Gemini is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Crims Island Anchorage. That's a little bit downriver from Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and arrive in at the Crims Island around 3:30, maybe 3:30, 4:30. The Jules Point is arriving from Seattle, headed for the Longview Anchorage. She's going to Longview to load petcoke, and she'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. That would put her in Longview by about 9 p.m. The Peterborough is arriving from Port Angeles. She's headed for the Kalama Anchorage, and she will pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. She could maybe 7:30, actually, and she'll be in Kalama probably a little after midnight. And the Pipit Arrow is arriving from Japan. She's headed for a berth upriver. Not sure where yet. Sometimes ships do come into the river not quite knowing where they're going to land. They just know that there is sort of negotiations in progress to put them in a berth. But I think it looks like maybe soda ash for this vessel, so we'll see how that goes. And I'm going to stop talking about the ship schedule because I want to talk about this stuff about offshore drilling. But I will put the ship schedule up on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net later in the day. So I'm going to read you a story. This is a Reuters story that I found on gcaptain.com, that great maritime news portal. It's all about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's reaction to the federally proposed offshore drilling program. New York Governor, so I'm going to read part of it to you. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday said he had formally asked for the state to be excluded from a federal offshore drilling program that he said would threaten its ocean resources and endanger efforts toward a cleaner energy economy. Quote, New York State strongly opposes the Department of Interior's National Outer Continental Shelf Oil and Gas Leasing Program as it poses an unacceptable threat to New York's ocean resources, to our economy, and to the future of our children, Cuomo said in announcing the exclusion request. The five-year program launched by the federal government in early January proposes to make over 90% of the total U.S. offshore acreage available to oil and gas drilling. The plan would open two areas of the North Atlantic coast adjacent to New York State for fossil fuel exploration, according to a statement from Cuomo's office. As the number three ocean economy in the nation, New York stands to lose nearly 320,000 jobs and billions of dollars generated through tourism and fishing industries should the inclusion not be granted, Cuomo said. Instead of protecting our waters from another oil spill like the one that devastated the Gulf, this new federal plan only increases the chances of another disaster taking place, he said. Florida was granted exemption from the program on the grounds that the state relies heavily on tourism. Interior Department spokeswoman Heather Swift did not immediately respond to a request for comment. New York is one of several states that have asked to be exempted from the drilling plan, and Interior has said it is considering the requests and holding discussions with states as it finalizes the proposal over the coming months. Officials with West Coast states promised to take additional steps toward thwarting the plan, and here's a quote from a joint statement by California Governors Governor Jerry Brown, Oregon Governor Kate Brown, and Washington Governor Jay Inslee. For more than 30 years, our shared coastline has been protected from further federal drilling and will do whatever it takes to stop this reckless, short-sighted action. So that represents the governors of the West Coast states of the U.S. weighing in on that proposal. And in an effort to promote renewable energy in New York, Cuomo also announced a $1.4 billion in awards for 26 large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. And governors of almost all coastal states have expressed concern about the president's proposal. According to CNN, the only states in favor include Maine, Alaska, Mississippi, and Alabama. So there you go. I'll keep you posted on anything else I find out about that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.